runners out there with Hamilton, Bearden, Perkins, and Massenburg. How about the freshman C.J. Massenburg, huh?
Fantastic game for C.J. 18.6-9 shooting, 4 threes. Akron with Antno Jackson, Pretzer, Robotham, McAdams, and Johnson. Bearden, far side of the floor, gets it into Hamilton. Right back to Lamonte. Lamonte dribbling near midcourt. Pumps into Jackson and a foul on Antno Jackson. And again,
yeah, but what that does is that turns the shot clock off.
That's exactly right.
And now the Bulls can play for the last shot of the game.
23 and a half seconds left. And at this point, with the shot clock dark, Kate Damrod will bring in Quan Cheatham to replace Reggie McAdams. Cheatham, a good shot blocker.
Well, does Buffalo have another buzzer beater in them tonight?
Hamilton near midcourt, hands off to Lamonte Bearden. UB does not have any more timeouts. Lamonte holds, far side of the floor. Jackson now backs away from him. Bearden with 12 seconds, 11, 10. He still has the ball over to the right side, 8 seconds to go. Lamonte gets into the foul line, scoops to Perkins. Right wing Hamilton, he shoots a three. He hits it! 1.8 seconds left. Akron has called a timeout.
Are you kidding me? Blake Hamilton is a perfect match for Perkins. Knocked down the quarter, or the elbow three, excuse me. Ice water in that man's face.
64-61 Buffalo. Hamilton with 20 points in the second half last night. A dozen in the second half now tonight. With the go-ahead three-pointer, he was wide open on the right wing with 1.8 seconds left.
Yeah, Bearden kind of lost his dribble there a little bit. Wasn't sure where he was going to go. He kicked it out to Perkins. Perkins thought about taking that three, but wisely kicked it off at the Hamilton, who was wide open to knock down a deep three. Now, the officials are looking at it. I think it's a timing issue. Probably want to see how much time's left on the clock. But either way, there's not going to be too much time for Akron to try to tie this game.
Now the Bulls have to, well, defend Akron. And again, as you pointed out, John, the Bulls have all sorts of fouls to give. Got to be careful with that, obviously. But you might try to foul a guy as soon as they inbound it, just to make them deal with it a little bit.
Absolutely.
Inbound it again.
Yeah, you're going to take time off the clock.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think they added 0.2 seconds on the clock. Is that right?
Yeah, though, two seconds.
2 seconds even to go in the game. 64-61 at Buffalo.
You're very right, though. I mean, I think the Bulls should absolutely foul the Akron Zips here. They only have 3 fouls to have. They can do it 3 more, 4 more times. It doesn't matter. But you got to make sure you do it right away and not when Akron is in the act of shooting.
You've got to be smart about it. McAdams comes in now to replace Cheatham. McAdams, who is an outstanding high school quarterback, will be the guy inbounding it for the Zips. The four other Akron players are on their offensive side of the floor. All 5 Bulls defenders are on that side of the floor. Nobody is guarding McAdams, who will inbound it. McAdams with a baseball pass down the court. Over the head of Johnson, taken by Hamilton, and the Bulls will win it. They're going to the NCAA tournament for the second straight year.
Do you believe it, Judge? This is unbelievable. What a day for UB Athletics. First the women, now the men are going dancing.
The Bulls beat Akron 64-61, first MAC repeat champions since 2001-2002. A UB team that had 3 players returning from the MAC champs a year ago just won the MAC tournament again. Incredible. 64-61. UB over the Akron Zips, and just as they did a year ago, celebrating on the floor at Quicken Loans Arena, the Bulls get a chance to do it here in 2016. First-year head coach Nate Oates leads the Bulls to the MAC championship. The Akron Zips, the 16th number one seed in conference tournaments this year to fall, as UB avenges the 2 regular season losses to the Zips with a 64-61 win tonight here in Cleveland. The Bulls right now standing on that MAC logo, center of the floor, surrounded by cameras and members of the UB Athletic Department already. They're setting up the staging out there for the trophy presentation already.